תפילת החברים. בורא יקר.
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, thank you for giving our tens the opportunity to work on connection and love. We ask you, make the deficiency to come closer to you, grow in us more and more. Give us the strength to continue to fulfill the advice that comes to us from the Kabbalists and from the dear Rav, the books and from the unique path.
שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך א' בעמוד 50 את המאמר.
We're reading from the writings of Rabash, the article, the agenda of the assembly. You can find the article in the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions. So, writings of Rabash, the agenda of the assembly.
נו, כמו שאנחנו רואים זה...
As we can see, this is one of the first articles that Rabash wrote for his students, for us. And let's see what he starts with.
כתבי רבש כרך א', עמוד 50, סדר ישיבת החברה.
Writings of Rabash, the agenda of the assembly. In the beginning of the assembly, there should be an agenda. Everyone should speak of the importance of the society as much as he can, describing the profits that society will give him and the important things he hopes society will bring him, which he cannot obtain by himself, and how he appreciates the society accordingly. It is as our sages wrote, Rabbi Shamlai said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. Where did we get that? From Moses. As it is written, and I besought the Lord at that time. It is also written, O Lord God, thou hast begun. And it is written, let me go over, I pray thee, and see the Lord, the good land. And the reason we need to begin with praising the Creator is that it is natural that there are two conditions when one asks for something of another. One, that he has what I ask of him, such as wealth, power, and repute as being wealthy and affluent. Two, that he will have a kind heart, meaning a desire to do good to others. From such a person you can ask for a favor. This is why they said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. This means that after one believes in the greatness of the Creator, that he has all sorts of pleasures to give to the creatures, and he wishes to do good, then it is pertinent to say that he is praying to the Creator, who will certainly help him, since he wishes to do good.
And
then the Creator can give him what he wishes.
Then,
also, the prayer can be with confidence that the Creator will grant it. Similarly, with love of friends, at the very beginning of the assembly, when gathering, we should praise the friends, the importance of each of the friends,
to the
extent that one assumes the greatness of the society, one can appreciate the society. And then pray means that everyone should examine himself and see how much effort he is giving to the society. Then when he sees that he is powerless to do anything for society, there is room for prayer to the Creator to help him and give him strength and desire to engage in love of others.
And
afterwards, everyone should behave the same as in the last three of the 18 prayer. In other words, after having pleaded before the Creator, the Zohar says that in the last three of the 18 prayer, one should think as though the Creator has already granted his request and he has departed. In love of friends, we should behave the same. After examining ourselves and following the known advice of praying, we should think as though our prayer has been answered and rejoice with our friends, as though all the friends are one body. And as the body wishes for all its organs to enjoy, we too want all our friends to enjoy themselves now. Hence, after all the calculations comes the time of joy and love of friends. At that time, everyone should feel happy. As though one had just sealed a very good deal that will earn him lots of money. And it is customary that at such a time he gives drinks to the friends. Similarly, here, each one needs his friends to drink and eat cakes, etc. Because now he is happy. He wishes his friends to feel good too. Hence, the dispersion of the assembly should be in a state of joy and elation. This follows the way of a time of Torah and a time of prayer. A time of Torah means wholeness, when there are no deficiencies. This is called right. As it is written, at his right hand was a fiery law. But a time of prayer is called left, since a place of deficiency is a place that needs correction. This is called the correction of the kelim, vessels. But in the state of Torah, called right, there is no room for correction, and this is why Torah is called a gift. It is customary to give presents to a person you love. It is also customary not to love one who is deficient. Hence, at a time of Torah, there is no room for thoughts of correction. Thus, when leaving the assembly, it should be as in the last three of the 18th prayer. And for this reason, everyone will feel wholeness.
А что значит, что во время Торы не принято думать об исправлении? Казалось бы, именно в это время надо думать.
What does it mean that in the time of Torah it's unacceptable to think of corrections? It sounds the opposite.
Torah זה אור העליון, שאין בו שום פגם, ולכן אנחנו חושבים רק עליו, על האור העליון הזה.
Torah is the
option that we think of, and that's why we can only think of this upper light. If it influences us, and part of it or all of it, then by that we are corrected. That's why we first think of the upper source, the source of light.
Правильно думать сейчас на уроке о высшем источнике света.
How to think correctly now in the lesson about the source of the upper light?
We have the upper light, which is designed to fulfill us and correct us according to our willingness.
Это надо как-то представлять себе величие состояния, или как?
We have to depict the greatness of the state to our state to ourselves, or what?
We need to think that this upper source does want to bring us the light that reforms. And it all depends on our willingness to accept it. And to accept it isn't only asking in words, but it's that we connect, come closer to one another, and together we come closer to the Creator. Accordingly, we get the light that reforms. And we feel more and more that we have qualities that suit the light, suit the Creator.
Una pregunta de la escena. Y dice así.
Good day, dear Rav.
Como un estado que ya alcanzamos.
Question from the 10. Why should we imagine to ourselves that we've achieved a state that we haven't yet?
Otpam lama.
Again, why?
Why do we need to describe to ourselves various states that we're not in yet?
We haven't yet attained what we want. We want for the Creator to be revealed and to give us His qualities and that we'll be adhered to Him. And we'll rise to His degree and we'll be together, all of us, as one body. Because the light and the kli, when the light is the Creator and we are as vessels, we'll be together and we'll complete one another. This is still not happening. It's not being realized yet. And that's why we ask.
Rav is asking, why should we envision it happening when it still didn't happen?
A person always does this. Everything he wants to attain, he already imagines that he comes closer and attains. On the one hand, he has a deficiency that is not yet being realized. On the other hand, he also has a sensation that what he has will be realized. From these two opposites, the deficiency is born.
Это вопрос от товарища с нашей.
If I can ask another question.
Он спрашивает. У нас есть у всех общее желание.
Question from a friend from the tent. He's asking, we all have a mutual desire to reach bestowal. And we know we have to ask for bestowal, but what's missing?
Настоящего стремления, настоящей связи между собой.
Lacking a true desire, a true yearning, true connection between them.
So there
will be one desire with one direction, one yearning.
But
that is still lacking.
Продолжение он спрашивает, можно ли силы внимания получать, поднять молитву, чтобы
He also asks, is it possible by the power of our desire to raise such a prayer that we'll receive the force of bestowal?
Of course, this is the only way it comes. We ask, the Creator gives. We ask, the Creator gives. It always turns out this way.
Нужно соглашаться всем, да? Вот это правильно.
If a friend advises us to make some action, some exercises, should we agree?
Of course, that is accurate. That's what the sages said, the Kabbalists.
При этом есть какие-то условия, надо удерживать, нет никого кроме него, или это не важно, намерение наше?
Нет. And still there are some conditions to hold on to none else besides him, or it's not.
Our intentions are very important. Kabbalists recommend how we need to act.
So, what should be our intention when we want to ask for the force of bestowal?
That you'll be entirely in that request, as much as possible in it, as much as you can, so that all of you will connect together and that your desire will be one, that it will come from one heart, and that you will ask for one thing only, about your friend or about the Creator or about whatever you ask.
So, in addition, yesterday I heard such a question that when the friend can't come to the lesson, he has a problem, some disease or something, you told him that we will learn how to do it. So is that what you meant?
Таким образом молиться за него.
I truly ask for the friends, and then we pray this way for him.
Свои просьбы.
And we add from our forces, from our prayers, from our requests.
И тогда получится.
To his request to be.
Ну спасибо.
Adhere together with us, then it will succeed.
What is so special about the state of praising the Lord before we pray?
That if we ask for
Something from someone, then we need to see if they are in a state that they're able to give. Also that he has what we are asking for. Also that he has the spirit for what we're asking for. And what state should we have in order for him to understand that we're truly asking for it and lacking it? All of these conditions from the side of the giver and the side of the one that's asking, they need to be connected between each other. While coming closer, that's what it's speaking of.
Raf, is the prayer worth something if we don't praise the Creator first?
That wouldn't exactly be a complete prayer. the conditions that they give us, the conditions of prayer, you could say that they're necessary, because by that we're arranging, we're organizing our desire. It's not a matter of the Creator, that the Creator will change, will reach out to us, that He'll want to hear. It's all actually speaking about us, as much as we open our hearts, as much as we want in our hearts to come closer to the Creator, so that He'll be inspired by our request that's in our hearts. So these preparations are very important.
Mm-hmm. Ralph, in what state does it bring us to praise the Lord before we pray?
This brings us to a state where we become closer to the Creator. That they're in the form of request, as a will to receive, that wants to receive from the Creator.
But
this is as close as possible to receiving what the Creator wants.
Раф, в статье Рабаш пишет, что левая линия — это место молитвы.
Rabash writes,
раскрывается критика, то есть что нужно исправить,
the left line is the place of prayer. And if criticism appears, what should we correct so the criticism will turn into a prayer?
Что ты просишь?
Meaning to correct ourselves.
Молитва — это просьба.
That you ask. Prayer is a request.
Если в тебе нет просьбы, то тебе нечего обращаться с молитвой.
If
с чем ты обращаешься?
You don't have a request, you have nothing to reach out to with a request. What are you asking for? That's why
те,
we have to просьбы. Check
те вопросы, choose по которым мы хотим ответ.
The same requests, ответ от the Творца. Same questions upon which we are
ну, будем надеяться, что мы это сделаем.
Getting a response from the Creator. Hopefully, we'll do it. Mainly is that we have common questions, common answers, and with them, we'll reach out to the Creator. It's like all of the group is one body.
Что за радость после молитвы? Вот что вообще за чувство, то радость?
What is the joy that comes after a prayer? What is that feeling of joy and greatness?
Потому что мы заявили Творцу.
After the prayer, we usually feel joy because we have already
declared
in front of the Creator about our problems, our questions, our requests, and by declaring we're certain that we will receive. That's why we are joyful. We conclude our request, our prayer, and we leave the Creator.
Can we say that we need to be happy about how this prayer appeared in us and through it we can approach one another?
Feel each other, to connect to one another. That we also need to do before the prayer. And that is why we are
себя ведем.
Молитва
— это великая сила. Это, в принципе, единственное обращение к Творцу.
Prayer is a powerful force.
Все прочее — это уже
actually the only turn to the Creator, and all the rest are all kinds of words of praise, and prayer is truly reaching out to the Creator. What do you want to say to Him? What do you want from Him? Okay. Ita 4.
Boker Tov Rav. Katuv batekst.
It says in the text, and then each one needs to feel himself happy as if he just made a great business through which he's going to make earn a lot of money. What is he speaking of?
Speaking about a person being happy, joyful, for having the opportunity to turn to the Creator. And other than that, to turn not himself alone, but as a representative of the entire group, and he's certain that he can receive a result from all the group to the Creator.
How to understand when to increase the greatness of the Creator and when to increase the greatness of the friends?
When to raise the greatness of the friends and when the greatness of the Creator? We uplift the friends, but that's done before the prayer, and in the prayer we uplift the Creator. Praise. Kabu 14.
Thank you, Rob. My question is, we have to come to the importance of the group to raise a genuine prayer. So what is the best and most effective way for us to raise the importance of the group?
We need... most importantly, to lift the Creator, which is the one single force, that there is none else besides Him. And we are turning to Him. And we are all dependent only on Him. That's one thing. The other thing, if He'll answer us, we'll be able to correct ourselves. And if He won't answer us, then we won't be able to do anything. And we will remain on the lowest degree, just as we are now. That's how we need to turn to Him, from our lowest degree to His highest degree.
Turki 2.
Good morning to you, Rav, and friend. Daily Rav. Dostlarla buluşmada oluşan bu gücün ya da ışığı nasıl bir sonraki toplantıya kadar tutabiliriz?
How to preserve the light, the power that we receive from the gathering of friends, from one gathering to another, to the next? How to maintain that power between the meetings?
Preferably with that same force, with that same feeling that we are in our morning prayer, like now, we will remain all day. But if that is impossible, then we also reach the same state tomorrow. It's preferable from day to day, from morning to morning, to raise ourselves from one degree to the next. To higher degrees. And we'll help all the others also, all of us together.
He calls the article the agenda of the assembly. And then the first thing he does, he explains to us what praising means, what praising the Creator means. He says it's like going to a friend who has all that you need, and then that he has a good heart.
Again,
sounds to me, he's explaining to us the attitude we should have when we go into the tent.
Yes,
also to the ten and to the prayer, and in general to all the actions. We need, first of all, to understand that the Creator is the only upper one, and all of our prayers need to be to Him.
Thank you, Rav.
Piti 13.
Similar question. It says that first you have to arrange the praise of the Creator, and then ensure He has the conditions to give me what I need and has a good heart, a kind heart. Do we have to scrutinize that every time, or how do we scrutinize that?
This needs to be constantly in our hearts, this kind of approach, this kind of attitude towards the Creator. Clear?
Merkaz one.
It seems as if there's importance for a person to act as if his prayer has been received and as if he's connected to the friends. The question is, why is it important to act this way, to play this game?
It's not a game. We just need to arrange ourselves that way towards asking the Creator. It's just like you arranging your musical instrument, that it will express the sounds you want correctly.
But why is it important for me to see the prayer as if it's received? How do I know it's been received? Why should I feel this way?
Because it is you praying. It all depends on your request. To what extent one brings it out of himself and how it reaches the one you're sending the request to, the Creator. So you need to know about this.
I prayed, but together with that, I should think that the prayer has been received. He says you should relate to it as if it's been received. It's clear that the prayer has been received. Just act this way. How do I know if it's been received?
When you talk to someone, do you hear what you're talking? You see their response or not?
Yes.
So what are you asking?
I prayed. I want something. I need to act as if I was given this thing. That's what I need to do. That's what he says.
You also need to know if your words have reached his ears. Otherwise, it can just be in the air.
Woman English.
Thank you, dear Rav. It is written that the prayer can be with confidence and that the Creator will grant this prayer. How can someone come to this confidence within our prayer? And is this confidence essential for the Creator to hear our prayer?
Confidence is necessary. There cannot be faith without this confidence.
Hello, Rav, dear group. Yesterday I spoke with a friend, and I asked, why aren't we asking?
Нет, это не творец.
The creator is arranging it.
Это русский перевод, может быть, да. Но это все зависит
только... Maybe it's the Russian translation, but all of this depends only on you.
What I want to ask is...
Вообще не происходит ничего. То есть статическая картинка просто замирает.
I have a feeling that without the prayer nothing can happen.
Вот будешь просить, будет крутиться земной шар и твоя жизнь.
It's as if the Creator has given us the control. If you ask, the earth will rotate. If you don't, you'll be trapped inside one long day. I want to understand, is the Creator waiting for us?
В общем-то, приводит все в движение.
Our result for the response of the Creator is necessary, and that is what is activating everything.
Tora zamanı dost toplantıları mıdır? Toplantılara nasıl gelinmeli?
Dear Rav, is the time of Torah that it speaks of here in the article, is that a time of gathering of friends? And if so, how do we need to reach it correctly? What preparation do we need for the gathering of friends? And the friend is saying that in our gathering, we're building the prayer only at the end of the gathering, and we build it. That's what she's saying. She builds it from the left line. So how does this affect the gathering of friends?
The Creator knows how to arrange all of our prayers from everyone into one prayer, from many requests into one request. That is something he's doing. There are people who know how to speak beautifully, those who can't even articulate what's on their heart, but the Creator hears the heart of everyone. He knows how to hear everyone. He hears your feelings. Okay.
Tov. Turkey 7.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar. Her yaptığımız eylemi yaradan eylemeyi ve hatırlayamıyoruz. Neden böyle oluyor?
Teşekkürler. Forget to praise the Creator with every action. Why does this happen?
So we won't forget. So we'll learn how to hold him in our hearts, in our minds.
Because
that's the only address to which we need to aim ourselves.
I don't
really understand the order here. He writes, before the beginning of everything, when you get together, you need to speak of the importance of the society, of each one of the friends, and to the extent that he sees the greatness of the environment, to that extent he can... He then needs to pray, meaning to self-criticize, to see how much strength he gives the friends, the society. Is this the work that a friend does, that the ten does? Do you do this together or separately?
Together.
How do we do this together? What? We get together and then we start speaking in the greatness of the friends?
Yes.
And then we criticize ourselves?
Yes.
To the extent that we give forces and strength, we talk about it explicitly, and then we see that there's no strength to do something for the group, and then there's room for prayer?
Yes.
And then they build the prayer?
Yes.
And this is done during the meeting or before?
The beginning of the okay. Check that too. That's also a question.
We do these prayers at the end of the lesson. We all raise something that came out of him. Do we need to criticize this prayer? Did it come out of connection or not? Or if it automatically comes out of connection because it's after the lesson.
It's not automatic. It doesn't come out automatically, but you feel that the connection between you gives birth to that question.
Раф, вот вы сказали, что нет веры без уверенности. Это настолько сильно, так ценно.
И вот вопрос, there's no faith without confidence. It's so strong, it's so valuable. Where is this limit between the confidence and the knowledge that when I'll want the answer of the Creator, I won't depict it in my reason?
И получаешь в нем уже ответ.
When you are seemingly in the Creator and you receive an answer in Him.
Rav,
in the prayers that we build at the end of the lesson throughout the day, does there have to be words of praise? And if so, in what proportion?
We must always include praise because it's gratitude for what we received from the Creator. We were in contact with Him and He provided answers to all of our requests, and for that we thank Him.
Doğaya geldiğim zaman yaratıcıya sanki elimden gelen her şeyi yaptım, gel ve gör der gibiyim.
Rav, when I reach a prayer, it's like I'm saying to the Creator, I did everything in my ability now, come and see and feel this prayer. By doing so, am I actually demanding from Him to advance me towards the next degree? Is that my prayer?
Yes, even though it's a demand, but the Creator hears demands. He loves demands.
Mark 16.
Доброе утро, Раф. А вопрос вот про это вот, когда заканчивается молитва, человек уходит. Как это уходит, если сказано, что должен молиться весь день? Как согласуется?
Question on the ending of the prayer. How can he leave if he needs to pray all day? How does that fit in together?
18 и тфила стандартит.
Because the 18 prayer is a standard prayer.
When
all the other prayers a person can say of from within himself, he can say it from Psalms, from other places, but the 18 prayer is a prayer we used to turn to the Creator in the morning, noon, and evening.
So
it's not a regular prayer that you build yourself. It's a prayer that was constructed thousands of years ago.
Rav, about working with a prayer throughout the day. I try every 30 minutes to go over the prayer the friends did and to go over their deficiencies, to connect them together in my heart and to turn to the Creator. Now, the question is, do I also need to criticize to see if they received what they got?
How can you tell?
That's the question. Do I need to know?
How will you know?
I don't know. How can I?
So let it go. It's none of your business. This is between the Creator and them. And in what way will they receive an answer? That also has nothing to do with you.
Okay, I get it. You also said I need to know if the Creator heard. So that too I don't really know.
That's also none of your business how the Creator hears it. Rather, you only need to know that everything that comes from out of the friends gets to the Creator.
Thank you, dear Rav. This article talks about praising the Creator before every prayer. How can we praise the Creator correctly? Thank you.
רב, לא שומעים.
We need to learn the prayers and take from there how the great ones used to turn to the Creator, what words, sentences, verses they used to speak to Him. That's how we need to learn. Or we simply take those verses and we also go over them and according to what we receive from the Creator. We begin to learn what is the content of the verses that we used to ask and what the Creator gave us. And in this way, gradually we enter into this mutual relationship.
Many times when we build a prayer, the relationships between the friends is to leave like an open space where the individual prayer can be connected that it won't be complete, it'll always be open. Is that the correct attitude? To prefer the building of the mutual prayer in the ten in these empty spaces? Or should each one try to scrutinize all the way and to bring in perfection, her own space?
I think that the most correct is if you pray throughout the entire day with hope, with the hope that your prayers will combine, and then it's certain that they reach the Creator. So each one who feels in our heart a certain inclination toward the Creator should also be certain that together with her inclination there are many other such inclinations from all the friends and they are all aimed at the Creator. Good luck to you. All the best.